Fuimano Tuaso is with us today. Polynesian Panther, lawyer, grew up in Unihunga, from Samoan heritage, and less than 2 years after the government issued an official apology for the infamous Dawn Raids of the 70s. A Tongan whānau, we're led to believe, has been detained in a Dawn Raid in South Auckland. Now, Immigration Minister Wood acknowledged that he'd sent the agency's chief executive a letter of expectations outlining the government's thoughts that these types of deportations should only occur in exceptional circumstances, but there are many concerns that the Dawn Raids are on again. Fuimano, tēnā koe, ko Dale tēnei, thanks for joining us on the show today, ewha. Brother, you're involved with the Polynesian Panthers, so you remember full well the impact on families and on our young people who have subsequently grown up recognising this injustice and they've learnt more about it. Are we seeing a repeat here? What's your take on where we're at with this particular circumstance?
Well, my first reaction was just total outrage. I was there during the original Dawn Raids, and half of our community were living in fear. We weren't sure who to trust. And then a lot of them were deported. And again, the community was very, very, very at edge. And again, I was there at the public apology in the town hall. I was on the stage with the Prime Minister when she gave her apology. I was there when the Minister of Pacific Peoples, who's also the member of Māngere, a member of Parliament for Māngere, it was one of the most eloquent apologies I've ever experienced. And then to hear from the Tonga community are going through this again, someone should be held to account. This is just a total outrage. And it's almost like whoever's involved in this operation, either they've just landed from Mars or they don't care. And it's just an outrage. This is the racism. Yesterday, Tongan Matua was asked, well, surely that's the way you should do these things. Again, the interviewer from, I think it was Radio New Zealand, had no idea about the extent of the fear and the concern, the breach of human rights. Again, I have to ask, who made the decision to do this? And secondly, you know, put a real racist slant on it. How many Bālangis have been raided at Dawn? This is just an outrage. And again, I think someone should be held to account. Whoever led this operation, they must have a clearance from up higher. They must have the police must have known about this. So as part of the Polynesian Panther Legacy Trust, we've managed now to help Ministry of Education put Dawn Raids as part of the curriculum for history of New Zealand, on the basis that it's not going to happen again. I don't know who's responsible for it, but this is almost like a sackable offence. When you go against what the Prime Minister said, you go against the promises that the executive of New Zealand Cabinet has made, and the very, very clear message now that it's supposed to be behind us. Not we shouldn't be in the middle of it. I'm really angry. I'm really angry. As far as the rest of the Polynesian Panthers, we're going to be thinking about doing something. So just wait and see.
Well, and I appreciate your perspective here, Ehua. We don't want to go down that track again, but like you, it's been a bit cloudy too, to be honest, because a lot of people are caught between the changing rules on amnesty, the RSC workers, the COVID situation that saw people stuck in one country or another. Yeah. But like you say, somebody needs to put their hand up and say, I ordered the immigration officials to go in there, but we haven't seen that yet. I heard a bell in the background, and my colleague who does the bells and whistles here, Fuimano, says you're heading to class. Are you teaching or still studying?
Yes, I teach at a DSI-1 Pacific Boys School in South Auckland. Hey, come on. And my boys are coming in right now. So
is that pass?
Yeah, that's my class coming in right now. It's raining outside, so they need to come in.
Go and give them a big hug then for him, Mano. Go on.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, mate. Thank you. Thanks for joining us. Interesting man. I'd like to have a bit more of a conversation with him going down the track.